Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Winter. Bah, humbug. Sorry if my voice is a bit rough. It's a time like this when your wastebasket is overflowing with cold-generated used Kleenex and the streets with knee-deep, slushy snowdrifts. It's a Les Miserables winter season like this that when you have to remind yourself about the good parts of city life. And in Toronto, that includes movies. There's always something good out there, mainstream or obscure, spurred on by all the local moviegoers and fans and the 70-odd film festivals from TIFF on down. So this week I'm looking at two really interesting European festival movies by great, but not yet very well-known, directors. They also both feature a key actor who played very good roles in their previous movies. So, Holy Motors, directed by Leos Carax. Oscar, played by Denis Lavant, gets picked up in the morning in a big white stretch limo driven by a handsome older woman, Cecile, his chauffeur. Or is it chauffeuse? So he looks at his paper, enjoys the ride, talks on his cell phone. Maybe it's just a day like any other for a rich businessman, but things aren't what they seem. You soon discover he's more than just an average executive. Inside the limo, he has costumes, makeup, spirit gum, wigs, beards, which he dons to become the man he's supposed to play in each act. So, over the course of a day, he becomes a middle-aged, ruthless businessman, a homeless Eastern European woman, a doting dad, an assassin, a dying man, Kylie Minogue's erstwhile lover, many others. Occasionally, between acts, he's just Oscar, the everyman, who plays the roles and communicates with Cecile, the driver. So, let me tell you about one of the many sequences in the movie. This one's especially shocking and marvelous. Okay, he crawls out of a manhole and he emerges as this eccentric street maniac. He stumbles forward through a cemetery where there's a major fashion shoot going on. So he pushes past the crowds and he violently attacks the assistant photographer, biting off her fingers, and then he smears the blood all over this unflappably blasé supermodel. Then he picks her up, throws her over his shoulder, and carries her down to an underground hideaway to complete an even more shocking and grotesque transformation. I'm not gonna tell you what happens, but this is sort of typical of what's going on in this movie. So what is going on? Well, is Oscar, which incidentally is also the director's middle name, so is he like the guy in the Truman Show, unknowingly living an artificial life for the delight of others? Or is there some godlike figure telling him what to do? I don't think so. Oscar's doing it for you and for me. He's the performer in the movie you're watching. It's all an illusion, but it's an enjoyable one. So Denis Lavant, who also played the male lead, busker, in Carax's amazing love story, Les Amants du Pont Neuf, he's back again in full form. He's just incredible with all his different parts he plays. His foil, Cecile, played by the veteran French actress Edith Scob, is also fantastic. This is a truly weird and incredible movie. It has to be seen to be believed. There are a few sight gags that I don't think really match the rest of the humor of the movie, but it's still a one-of-a-kind movie, great. Not like anything you've ever seen before. I recommend this one. Barbara, directed by Christian Petzold. Okay, it's 1980s in East Germany, and for those who don't remember or know, after World War II, Germany was divided into two parts. Half went to the democratic capitalist West, half went to the socialist republic, siding with Soviet bloc, and Berlin, which was their capital, was occupied by the UK, US, France, and Soviet Union. Soviet Union built a wall there, or East Germany did. So you got East Berlin and West Berlin right in the middle of East Germany. And the wall was there to stop people from going from the east to the west. Okay, getting back to the movie. So, Barbara is a doctor from East Berlin, played by Nina Haas. She's a stern, punctual, no-nonsense professional who can't stand her new second-rate provincial hospital. She's also extremely beautiful, given to black eyeliner, her blonde hair tightly pulled back. She's stuck in the countryside because she followed a request to move to the west. So East Germany is riddled with all-powerful intelligence agents constantly spying on everyone else. Life is awful. Everyone wants to get out, flee to the west for freedom. She thinks Andre, played by Ronald Zerfeld, the friendly doctor she works with, she thinks he's spying on her. And she's frequently visited in her crummy apartment by these triad of sinister communist intelligence agents looking for clues around the room and in her bodily orifices. So at the hospital, meanwhile, there are constantly patients being dropped off into the service room after being beaten up by police for trying to escape. It's building filled with strange creaks and bangs and thuds and all these desperate teenage runaways looking for help. So she feels for them, especially young Stella, played by Jasna Fritzi Bauer, who's a juvie who's abused in her work detail. Meanwhile, with the help of a gallant, handsome lover from the West, she's planning her getaway to freedom. And they meet every once in a while for secret trysts in the woods and pass on information. Everything's quite cut and dry, right? East is evil, West is good. Should she go to the West, or should she stay loyal to her patients in the East? Thing is, it's not quite like that. It's not so simple. Spies aren't actually big-time villains. They're just low-key locals with their own family problems. The Western heroes turn out to be self-centered douches, not lovers of freedom. Barbara herself, even she begins to question her own motives. Is it just greed, selfishness in the West, consumerism, or does democracy even have anything to do with it? So all the acting in this movie, especially Haas, are great and fascinating to watch. This is another great movie by Petzold, a minimalist, formalistic director from the so-called Berlin School. I realize I've seen three of his movies now without even knowing it, including Jericho, which is also starring Nina Haas in a great performance, which is a sort of remake of The Postman Always Rings Twice. All his movies are terrific, and they're all filmed in the former East Germany along the distinctive, windy northern coastline. He's a director worth following. So Holy Motors is playing now at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, and Barbara opens there today. Check your local listings if you haven't checked out the beautiful TIFF Bell Lightbox yet. It's a movie theater, museum, and restaurant in one big building. Now's a good time to drop by and take a look. And also playing at Hot Dog Cinema are two really good documentaries, Detropia and The Central Park 5. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.